So when I started middle school, I moved to a new school district, and I felt really alone at my new school. I felt like I didn't have any friends. But then in seventh grade science class, I met Laurel. We met in Mr. Brumfield, Blue Jay Brumfield's class. We called him this because he made a lot of bird calls. We didn't really know why. But once a week, he let Laurel and I outside to go feed the birds, to like refill the bird feeders. And I really liked this because I got to hang out with Laurel. And Laurel has kind of bright blonde hair and kind of sparkly eyes. And if you make her laugh, she turns bright red. And she always gets embarrassed then and then turns more red. And it was always my goal to make her laugh and have her turn really red and kind of cover her face and cry. And so when we go out and feed the birds, you know, she'd be like holding out her hands and she'd start laughing. But I was so happy because I felt like I found my best friend. And we had lots of things in common. Like, we both really liked Spanish class, and we would try to write notes back and forth to each other, even though we didn't know that much Spanish. And we both took dance class and felt very serious about it. She took point and I took tap. And we both really loved algebra class. When we learned the word multiplicative, we thought it was so funny that we made bracelets that said multiplicative out of alphabet beads and then proceeded to wear them around because we thought it was so hilarious. So then in high school, Laurel went to a new school, a Catholic high school. And her parents had gone to Catholic high school, but I wasn't really raised with any religion, so I didn't really understand why you'd want to go to a new school where like a whole extra period was taken up with a religion class. But she wanted to go, and I, you know, said okay. But you know, I felt like, well, we have all these things in common, so it'll be okay. We'll still be taking Spanish class and algebra together. But then junior year comes along, and we still see each other on the weekends and we hang out. You know, her high school is just across town. But then we're starting to talk about what classes we're going to take junior year. And I tell her that I'm going to have to drop Spanish class so I can take advanced placement physics, which I'm like so excited to take. And Laurel tells me how she hates physics and she's not going to take physics and she's going to double up on her Spanish classes. And we both kind of look at each other and like, how can you not take this class? Like, it's the best class. And really, this was just the beginning of our differences. So when we graduate, I go off to CASE, and a school known for its engineering, and I major in biomedical engineering, and I'm so excited to, you know, have all these classes that have math, to like think analytically all the time, to always be able to get a clear answer that you can kind of like circle at the bottom of the page. And meanwhile, Laurel, she goes to a university out of state. She goes to a Catholic university and decides to major in Spanish. And that makes sense because she loves Spanish. But she also decides to double major in theology, which if I didn't understand the Catholic high school and the Catholic university, I really didn't understand the theology degree. And while I was off going to internships at research universities over the summer, Laurel was studying abroad in Mexico and living in Nicaragua. And the summer after we graduated from undergrad, I went off to Belgium to do a research project on the materials used for neural electrodes. And Laurel goes off to lead a program now in Nicaragua and live in the countryside. And now we're not across cities and we're not across states, we're across continents. And she feels really far away. And we don't get to talk that much, partially because sometimes she doesn't have electricity. And, you know, you feel this was my best friend that I had so much in common with, but we both rarely get to go back home to our hometown, and I really miss just being able to talk to her. And then after that fall, I start my PhD at Northwestern, and I'm so excited to move to Chicago and start this like big challenge that seems pretty overwhelming, but I'm very excited. And I'm working in a lab with a transmission electron microscope. I'm looking at the nanoscale properties of hip implants. And Laurel actually, meanwhile, she decides to stay in Central America. She decides to move to El Salvador, and she accepts a position doing translating and leading school groups and doing some community organizing through a nonprofit. And at this point, it doesn't seem like we have that much in common anymore. And then after a year, Laurel tells me, guess what? I'm going to start graduate school. And I'm like, oh, graduate school. I know graduate school. Like, I'm in graduate school. That makes sense to me. And she tells me how she's going to start a program in theology at the UCA, the University of Central America in San Salvador. And she tells me how it's one of the best programs for Latin American theology. And she's going to study under professors that she used to just read about. And now she's actually going to take classes from them. And I go like, oh, you know, again, this starts to make sense to me because that's why I went to Northwestern. I wanted to study at this place that was known for its material science program and where I could study under kind of like the best professors. And that's what Laurel was doing too, but for theology. And after a year of her program, I asked, you know, like, can I come down and visit you? And she said, yeah, come down and visit me. So I decided to travel to El Salvador, even though the Department of State highly recommends against that. But I was just going to visit my my best friend at her university. You know, you go, like, visit your best friend at their university. And when I get there, there's palm trees and there's dirt roads and everything is in Spanish. But there's also her kind of crappy off-campus apartment and her hectic class schedule and piles of homework and that kind of, like, looming thesis. And I go like, oh, I understand this. Like, we have stuff to talk about right now. And really, it seemed that this was the time to ask her. You know, like, what are you studying? Can you explain it to me? Why are you learning what you're learning? And she tells me about liberation theology and how it's a way to read the Bible through the view of an oppressed people and through the view of a feminist or an environmentalist. And she tells me how she uses, she can write about those messages in both English and Spanish, and how there's been almost no writing in it in English, and how you can use those messages to motivate communities and groups of people and to make social change. And she asks me about my work, you know, like, what is a transmission electron microscope? What do you want to improve about a hip implant? What is cobalt chrome molybdenum? And we talk to each other about what we're working on. And we explain how, you know, even though we're working on very, very small projects, they're part of a larger field, and that we're just trying to solve problems that make sense to us. And what she reminds me of is that there's more than one way to look at the world, and there's more than one way to solve a problem as an engineer. You know, I think logically, step one, step two, step three. And Laurel teaches me that you can look at the world a different way and that you can solve problems different ways. So this past Thanksgiving, Laurel was home in our hometown for the holidays, and I was sitting in her childhood bedroom, and she was stuffing the last of her clothes in her bag, and she was turning red laughing when I told her backpack looked like an avocado, because it was green colored. And I open up her desk from her childhood, and I find a scrapbook that is from when she moved and when she went to her new Catholic high school and left our middle school. And everyone had written letters to her. So I flip through and I find a letter that I wrote, and I recognize it as mine because it's written in my middle school handwriting with a sparkly gel pen. And it says around the corner or on the edges, really elementary Spanish phrases that we must have just learned. And in it, I talk about how even though she's going to a new high school, we'll still be friends because we'll learn how to budget our time, and we're really good at making commitments because we're both dancers. This seemed very mature for my, like, 12-year-old dancer self. And at the end, I say, and I hope we stay friends forever. And I look at her and I say, we're doing pretty well so far. Thank you.